This is Cal Petty, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. That's a fact, Jack.
Angels fly high, angels fall.
720 WGN Live on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us, we've got one of the all-time favorite personalities of NASCAR, one of the first families of motorsports, from his time driving on the track to being the lead voice for the great NASCAR and NBC coverage to riding the roads of America on his Harley, raising awareness and funds for Kyle Petty's charity ride across America. The one and only Kyle Petty, welcome back to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
This is kind of the time to decompress, take a breath, enjoy family, friends, the holidays, all that kind of stuff. But I know from people that I've talked to, some contemporaries, certainly there's a lot of new, different, exciting things to look forward to coming up in 2018. But is there still kind of a glow off of that championship broadcast? People say, you know, the Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl. You guys really had a real, at least it felt like it to me and so many of our listeners, Super Bowl with that final NBC broadcast in Miami.
You know what? You have a good broadcast when you have a great race, and that's how simple it was. I think, you know, when we go back to that race, and so many things happen. You know, from when they showed up and NASCAR said we're going to have a tire limit, everybody being disgruntled for a couple of days about that, then NASCAR kind of waving that, then we dropped the green flag, and it looks like it's going to be Truex. It looks like it's going to be Kyle Busch. Oh, my gosh, where did Brad Keselowski come from? And here's Harvick in the middle of it. And then, you know, I think the 18 team did a great job. Kyle Busch and Adam Stevens did a great job of changing the complexion of the race with one of their pit calls, and it put everybody else in another box. And they were going to get beat by Kyle Busch and Adam Stevens. They were going to win the championship if the race had played out at that point in time. But a caution comes out, Cole Pearn makes a great call, and then it comes down to a simple playground game of one-on-one. And it's Kyle Busch against Martin Truex, and Martin Truex and those guys did a phenomenal job. And you know, when you look back on the season, you think they are the ones that deserve the championship, but either one of those guys would have been great champions. But it was a phenomenal year, especially the last 10 or 15 laps. When you end on a season like that on anybody you work for, but especially NBC, then it makes you feel good.
You can talk about all the times where people, you know, feel like they deserve it or they put in the time or whatever, but in racing, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. And this was one of those times you try to hype things, and obviously for the media, you try to make it as exciting as possible and kind of share, you know, the kind of things that listeners, viewers can look forward to. But this was 100% as advertised. I mean, you could not have drawn it up with a better Hollywood script than that. Certainly, you know, at the end where they had to make those adjustments, you know, he's able to hold off Kyle, and then you've got all that human dilemma. I think you guys, and hats off to you, because I think a lot was on your shoulders too. A lot is happening on the track, but to be able to translate that, all of those storylines, all of those things that make it compelling, I think that was on you. So congratulations. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, the entire NBC group, from Rick Allen and Jeff Burton and Steve Letarte, those guys, all the pit reporters, Dale Jarrett, Chris Devoda, everybody, it's a great group of people. The NBC group is a great group of people. And, you know, it's funny. Once the race starts, you have that opportunity to remind people of all the ups and downs that Furniture Row and Martin Truex and Cole Pearn and that team had gone through on a personal level. And I think that changed the narrative for a lot of race fans. They may have not have been the biggest Truex fan, but by the end of the day, yeah, they were pulling for him.
When it comes down to the broadcast side of it, silly season coming up and a lot of excitement there, a lot of, you know, kind of iconic name drivers that have been like heroes in the sport for so long, kind of leaving, whether it's on their own terms or just kind of a testament to the change in the sport or retiring. Is it the silly season is almost kind of for the broadcast side too? As great a driver as you were, you are great or greater as that kind of voice of the sport and the personality in the broadcast booth. Have you guys talked about that? It's like we've got some great people with some great insight to share the broadcast. Where are we going to? Are they going to get rides this year on the TV side?
Well, we know Dale Jr. is, right? And we're excited about Dale Jr. coming to NBC for sure. But you know what? And look, I am all for, and I will say this, just as in the sport, young blood coming in. And you know what? If I have to step aside to let Danica Patrick or Dale Jr. or some of those guys, listen, it makes it a better sport for the fan. And first and foremost, it's a job, but I love the sport. I want to see the sport move forward, and I want to see more fans and more people be involved in the sport. And I do believe as we move into you know, especially the next 5 or 6 years. You've got Jimmy Johnson. You've got Kevin Harvick. Guys like that that do a phenomenal job and have done a phenomenal job filling in on different broadcasts and stuff. And hopefully there'll be places for them. And again, hey, it's the nature of the beast, man. Guys get old, they get moved out. I'm an old guy.
Oh,
I'll move out at some point in time. That's part of the game. But as long as it makes it interesting to sit at home and watch it on TV, I'm all for it.
Oh, no, trust me. And if I could echo the sentiment of so many fans and listeners and viewers and all that, so you're safe. You're safe. It's some of the other situations where you try to find ways to weave them in. You're right, because they are compelling personalities, and they've got such cool insight, too, and kind of, recent interaction with a lot of the drivers. And so it'll be fun to see, some of those personalities and drivers get worked into that. When it comes to riding now, one of the big things, kind of your heart, right, the passion of what it is that you do. So much happens on the track. You love the sport, but you love the sport of racing. Raising awareness and sharing, getting out there with people. You're a people person with America. So let's talk about Kyle Petty's charity ride across America. You're gearing up. You're choosing the locations. You're going to be on the road in no time.
Yeah, we're excited. That's the last week of April, first week of May this year. This will be our 24th year of doing the charity ride across America. 2017, we left Portland, Oregon. 2018, we're leaving Portland, Maine. We're going from Portland, Maine over to Albany, New York, then down. We're visiting where the great Woodstock concert was. We're going down through there. Then we're swinging over towards Pocono, Pennsylvania, and swinging down by Nazareth. And hopefully we're going to visit the Martin Guitar Factory and do some of that stuff. And we go from there over to Winchester, Virginia, and then down to the Homestead, and then on into to Victory Junction. So we do it over 6 or 7 days. We're visiting New Hampshire Motor Speedway, Pocono Motor Speedway. We're going to my father's museum. We're going to Woodstock. We're going to the Martin Guitar Factory. And we're going to throw in a couple other things in there, too, along the way. Or surprises we haven't let out yet to our riders. So we'll let them that out first. But there's a couple of things that are going to start happening.
You know, how does it happen as far as the choosing of the locations? Is it you? Do you throw a dart at a map and say this? Or are these places that you're thinking 2-3 years ahead? You're like, oh, we got to get there sometime. How does that happen?
You know, it's funny. This year we picked Portland, Maine, just because we've been to Portland, Oregon. We thought it'd be funny to go Portland, start in Portland both years, just on opposite sides of the country. But a lot of our riders, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, have wanted us to do a ride in the northeastern United States. And we have just really stayed away from that area because it's so populated, so hectic. It's a lot easier to ride out west and ride in Texas and ride places where there's not as many cars and not as many people on the highway. But this year we decided, yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and figure out what we're going to do. And we've been working on this ride for a couple of years, trying to figure out the best roads, trying to figure out the cities that we wanted to go to. So a lot more work has gone into this year's ride probably than in the past.
And I know that people can support it, go online. We'll have those links up at WGNradio.com. But for those people, that are listening now that someday, maybe if it's this year, maybe next year, want to get in, maybe it's their bucket list, right, to get in on one of these rides. How can people participate and ride along with you?
Yeah, just go to, right now, you can go to our website, which is KylePettyCharityRide.com. You can follow us on Twitter, which is KP Charity Ride, Instagram, Facebook, it's all KP Charity Ride. So follow us there to find out. And we're always posting links back to the office and back to our website on if you want someone to send you an email on an application, if you're interested in learning more about what we've done, where we're going, what the future holds for this. And obviously, if you go to Victory Junction, the camp, our camp that obviously that's what the ride is all about. It supports Victory Junction and sends kids to camp, and you can go there, and there's a link back and forth. So to learn what the ride does and how it does it, and then to learn where the money goes, you can go to victoryjunction.org.
People think of you, obviously, we mentioned early on, one of the first families of motorsports, Richard Petty, obviously yourself as a driver. People identify you with NASCAR and cars. The last time we talked, you shared that really, if you had your druthers, you're a motorcycle guy, right? And so you get to live kind of that part of your lifestyle on a regular basis, certainly through the charity ride. But also, too, you mentioned on this one, Woodstock, one of the most kind of, iconic concert locations of all time. It is American history, and the Martin Guitar Factory. Nobody does it better than they do. And I got to see something online of you doing one of your kind of original songs. You're good at this. You're a good singer. Is this a thing that you maybe build into maybe some of the NBC broadcasts, an album, maybe go on tour? Talk a little bit about the music.
No, the music stuff is Listen, I've been playing guitar since I was 12 years old. I was a band geek when I was in high school. I played the saxophone in the band, so I've always been around music and been very, very fortunate to grow up and drive a race car and meet so many people in the music industry and stuff. And I've got friends that play, and sometimes when they're in Charlotte, I'll go out with them and hang out with them and play a little bit. So, but that's about it right now. If I decide on a music career, I promise you I'll call you and let you be the first to know, so we'll put it out there.
Well, we're going to definitely play some like Church and Alcohol. We're going to have that as the bumper going into as we let you go. People want to know, how do you celebrate? Last time we talked about how you celebrated your birthday, I think we talked to you right on your birthday, and then, of course, your dad's birthday was coming up. But for the holidays, people want to know so they can kind of walk in your footsteps. How does Kyle Petty do Christmas?
You know what? It's Christmas is family time, and that's how simple it is. My sister, I have a sister that lives in Richmond. She comes down. She has three kids. All our kids are grown now, so that's kind of it. But you know, we all get together at my dad's house. My mom passed away 2 or 3 years ago, so we'll be here until the 25th or 26th. You can't get rid of us. It's a Southern thing. Everybody goes home in the South at Christmas time, and we'll just be in and out, hang out. My father's race team is changing. They're switching from Ford to Chevy, and he's going to team up with Richard Childress Racing. So we'll probably make a trip over to Welcome to show everybody what the race shop looks like and see what things are, because you can't have Christmas without a race car. That's just a fact. And that'll be a part of it. Everybody just kind of hangs out and hangs together.
Well, bless you guys. You know, good luck with everything going on. Obviously, have a wonderful Christmas and, you know, start the new year right as well. We will have links up at WGNradio.com. But if you want to give the website out for the charity ride and for you as well before we let you go.
Yeah, the charity ride is KylePettyCharityRide.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is just KP Charity Ride. And to learn more about the Victory Junction Camp, go to victoryjunction.org.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for taking time out. Merry Christmas to you, everybody, the family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for jumping on.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys for having us.